Deadly violence continues to hit Iraq. Multiple car bomb explosions leave at least 55 people dead across the country. The deadliest attack took place in the capital, Baghdad, where at least 25 people were killed in bomb blasts. Several others were killed when car bombs went off on a road that leads to Baghdad International Airport. Deadly attacks also hit other cities, including Kirkuk, Samarra, Hilla, Fallujah and Nasiriyah, leaving dozens dead. The death toll from the attacks is likely to rise as nearly 300 people have been injured. Many of them are in critical condition. There's no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. The bombings come just less than a week before Iraqis are scheduled to vote in the country's provincial elections. Intifad Ghambar is a political analyst. He's with me now live from Beirut. Let's get his comments on this. Mr. Ghambar, since we heard news of provincial elections being held and preparations taking place for it, we're also hearing a lot of news about violent attacks, and now this could be one of the deadliest. Why do you think we're seeing these attacks, and are they related to the provincial elections?
Well, this is the same methods of intimidation by Saddamists and remnants of the criminal Ba'ath party who are trying to intimidate the people in light of the coming provincial elections, as you mentioned. We must also remind ourselves and remind the world, we are now at the anniversary, 25th anniversary of the Anfal operation, in which Saddam and his Ba'ath party, criminal Ba'ath party, killed nearly 200,000 Kurds, innocent Kurds in Kurdistan by using chemical weapons and heinous crime, which was considered one of the most heinous crimes of the century. Those are the same people, and the same people who killed Iraqis during the Saddam regime are killing the people here. These attacks are cowardice attacks. They're not going to stop the people from practicing their freedom and their rights of choosing their representatives in the coming provincial elections. And the Iraqi people are used to it. Unfortunately, this is something has to be condemned and has to be, and some countries, some Arab countries who are helping this terrorism to flourish in Iraq and in Syria must be stopped quickly because this is creating mayhem and creating division, serious sectarian division in the region.
So would you say then that those who are carrying out these terrorist attacks in Iraq could be Al-Qaeda or could in any way be related to the terrorist groups that are also operating in Syria?
Well, they have made it clear. They could, I mean, they are the witness on themselves. They said that Al-Qaeda in Iraq is, Jabhat al-Nusra is part of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. The leader of Al-Qaeda, al-Zawahiri, he said it very clearly that that Al-Qaeda is leading the fight in Syria. And this is the same people who are killing innocent people and slaughtering people and beheading people and killing children and women and innocent people in order to spread their terrible way of Islam, which has nothing to do with the real quality of freedom and tolerance of Islam. But in Iraq, we add to this the remnants of the Ba'ath party and the remnants of the former regime, the Saddamists, right, are taking the advantage of the Al-Qaeda and making a strategic alliance with Al-Qaeda to spread terror in the country.
Mr. Intifad Ghambar, political analyst with us there from Beirut. Thank you very much.